It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
And joining us this morning is the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Knox County, Jordan Knight. Jordan, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. Thanks for getting me in here. I appreciate it.
Well, we were talking about this earlier, and I just asked you off the air. So it's just you're coming up on a year after taking over for Jim Eklund.
Yeah, that's right. This July, I'll be in that position for 1 year.
And you were thrown right into the fire mid-construction, right?
Yeah, we had two homes under construction. We dedicated that 46th home in February. And, of course, this Saturday with the 47th home and looking to start a couple more next month.
Yeah. How's it gone for you, the transition into this role?
Oh, you know, it's challenging, but a blessing. You know, it is a blessing when you wake up in the morning, you're excited to go to work. You love what you do, the people that you work with, all those things. So, you know, honored to be a part of what Habitat has been doing in this community, what it's going to do in the future, and just working with a lot of great people.
Talk a little bit about the history and the mission of Habitat for Humanity.
Well, I mean, Habitat is a housing ministry for low-income families who can't find adequate housing through conventional means. You know, their current living situation has to be inadequate. It could be overcrowding. The home could be in poor shape. Could be a dangerous neighborhood. A number of different factors. And, of course, that ability to pay. You know, we don't give the homes away. They're not prefabricated. It's a 20-year mortgage. The nice thing about Habitat that we're able to offer a zero-interest mortgage. And then the third factor is that sweat equity. You know, if you're a qualified family, you're going to help build your home and the homes of other Habitat partner families. And we've seen that with these last two partner families had a great deal of their sweat equity put in on each other's homes.
Yeah, and I know historically Habitat just got out of the gate and really built a bunch of homes here in Knox County. And then I know that they went through a lull there where Jim and the group were having trouble finding people who qualified for. And so there was a little lull in time. Have you got more people recently who kind of fit that criteria, Jordan?
It's tough, you know. I mean, when you're talking about low-income families that are at or below the poverty line, having decent credit, manageable debt, those things don't always go hand in hand, you know, and yet, so it is challenging to find qualified families. We did have a really successful informational meeting. We're looking to hold those quarterly. We'll do another one in September, but had a good turnout for that. And of course, a lot of people apply. Not a lot of people make it through those qualifications, but we do have a couple families that look like they'll be good potential candidates. Our board meets at the end of the month, and if they see fit, you know, first part of June, we should be digging another hole, starting another foundation.
Very good. Jordan Knight, he is the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity of Knox County. Now, the event actually that's coming up this weekend, the dedication, house number 47, 619 South Pearl. Talk about that event itself and what's going to go on there.
Okay, well, a little different than what's happened in the past in that we're offering an open house for a couple hours prior to the dedication. You know, a lot of you can drive around town and probably know a Habitat home when you see it. And if you live in the home, you know what it looks like. If you help build the home, you know what it looks like. But for everybody else, you've seen the outside of the home, but maybe never the inside of the home. So it's an opportunity for people to come out and do just that. Take a view of the home inside and out. Meet a lot of the good volunteers that we have working for us. You can pick up information about becoming a volunteer, about what it takes to qualify to be a partner family. And we're also accepting housewarming gifts for the partner family. You know, those daily necessities, cleaning supplies, toiletries, those different things that you, of course, need every day, especially when you're moving into a new home. We'll be accepting those, as well as pocket change donations. We'll have a little box in the shape of a house. Some Galesburg GHS art students are going to color up that for us, and pocket change donations with the idea change to change a life. And all those funds that we receive will be used for the next home.
Mm-hmm. if I remember right, you had there for a while, I want to think it was Mount Sterling Correctional Facility would build some of the trusses or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Do they still do that? Or
no, that program went by the wayside, and they were essentially building the walls for us. So the walls would be prefabricated. Now we do all the framing ourselves. It does present a challenge in that those things aren't done for us, but it's an opportunity for us to include more volunteers. You know, we've got the blessing of having a lot of knowledgeable, skilled hands. But the blessing as well is that you don't need knowledgeable, skilled hands as long as you're willing. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we had folks on these last two homes that had never used a hammer or a screw gun too much, but they're instrumental in that framing process.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was going to be my question, that, you know, somebody thinks, well, you know, I think maybe I qualify, you know, based on my income, my credit's pretty good. I've never swung a hammer. I've never used a power saw. I probably can't do this. Well, not true.
Yeah. You know, I tell people, because you do get that from folks, it's generally the people that think they don't have much of anything in the form of knowledge or skill to offer that show up and are just ready and willing. And they turn around to be really great volunteers because they don't show up on site thinking they know everything. They can't learn anything. You can't teach me anything. And it's not like we have a ton of people doing that. But, you know, you show up with just a willing hands, open mind, open heart. And you can see you just take away a lot of skills into your own life. And we've heard that time and time again with volunteers. Yeah, now I've hung drywall in my own home. You know, maybe it gets you in trouble a little bit because, you know, a husband and wife shows up on the construction site and then the other party is wondering, when are you going to do some stuff around my house, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Well, if you ever see the drywall I tried to put up, that's not anything you'd ever have me do again, yeah, that's for sure. But yeah, that's cool. So you have a site foreman, I guess, that will kind of take people by the hand and show them what to do in these situations?
We have a construction committee that takes on the leadership role that's on site. A lot of good people that, you know, if you're new to Habitat, you're showing up for the first time, we can partner you up with somebody, and that includes myself, that we're going to work together. We're going to get some things done. And really, you know, it's a collective force that goes into building these homes. And, you know, what we hope to do with this 48th and 49th home is really advertise those days when we need 20, 30, 40 people. Mm-hmm. And also advertise those days because the homes are a little over 1,200 square feet. So once they're framed and enclosed, you know, those days where we can really only use 8 to 10 mm-hmm. volunteers. You know, we want to value everybody's time and, of course, want to put people to work and making the most of their time and their volunteerism.
Sure.
Talking with Jordan Knight, he's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity here in Knox County. They're having a dedication and open house of house number 47 this Saturday from 9 to noon, 619 South Pearl Street. Now, one of the other things you're doing, there's going to be a ceremonial mortgage burning for the. Is it? And now, is this the first ever homeowner here in Knox County that you're doing this for?
Yes. So this was house number one, partner mm-hmm. family number one. We've had other partner families pay off their homes prior to that 20 years, but this being the first home, you know, yeah. It was dedicated. It started in 93, dedicated in 94. She just paid off her mortgage this past December. What more fitting way than with the dedication and turnover to a new partner family, the 47th home, that we celebrate what happened, you know, almost 20 years ago with that ceremonial mortgage burning. So it sounds like we're going to have decent weather this Saturday. So a lot of our dedication will happen outside. And of course, you know, everybody's welcome to come for the open house, stick around for the dedication. You know, we'll have plenty of refreshments for everybody to enjoy, and hopefully it's a great time.
Mm-hmm. You are always thinking in terms of fundraising as well going forward. I got your brochure last week for Birdies for Charity. That'll be a big one for you again, I guess.
Yeah, it does help out quite a bit. Of course, you can, you know, put your amount per birdie that you think is going to be hit.
At the John Deere Classic.
At the John Deere Classic, correct. Or just a flat amount. And we receive those monies sometime in October mm-hmm. is what usually happens. And that, of course, helps us out with that building process.
Yeah. And you mentioned the Change for Change this Saturday, but are there any other fundraisers that the Habitat does?
Yeah, well, we'll be sending out information in just a little while about our 2x4 Sunday, which usually occurs in September. Operates with a lot of local churches in that you can give a donation to Habitat, sign your name or a little message on a 2x4. Those go into the homes, and it's pretty neat when you you can show up and volunteer and see those things being placed inside the home.
Galesburg School Board
those blessings, those prayers, all a part of that. And we're looking to expand that as well. Hopefully some local businesses will house a 2x4 during that time, and it'll be another opportunity for people to give that way as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned about the first ever homeowner payoff, and how neat that must feel for all those that were involved in that going back over the years. I know there've been times where, unfortunately, somebody, I guess like anybody else, you get into a home, you lose your job or something, can't afford the payments. What does Habitat do then? Does a home ever come back to you, or what do you do with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, that has happened. Mm-hmm. It's not a great percentage of homeowners. But yeah, life's challenges don't end the moment you move into the home. We have a family selection committee that works with the potential qualified families. And one of the things they're good about doing is, everybody's focused on building the home, of course, and moving into the home and all the things you're going to do in that new home and how you're going to decorate it, and where the furniture is going to go and all those great things. But we're not really thinking, what's it going to be like 15 years down the road? What's my life and my situation going to be like? Am I going to be able to handle those mortgage payments for years on end and all those different things? And so they're really good at getting people to think long range in that aspect. Pushing people to budget and manage their money. And of course, our relationship doesn't end the moment closing is over and they mm-hmm. take ownership. It's really just beginning, because we are the mortgage holder, and we're going to help them along that 20-year journey. And we have a family support committee. If you fall in tough times, bad things happen. Hopefully we're in good conversation with each other so we can avoid that situation at all costs. But if a home does come back to us, if there's any repair that needs to be done, we do that. If we can get another qualified family in that home, they'll do sweat equity in different ways and then take ownership of that home, or it's sold on the open market. Both of those things have happened.
Have you had ever the opposite happen, where somebody has done really well getting into that home and having it kind of help them get on their way, and it's like, we can actually upgrade now, maybe move into a little bit bigger house? Have you ever had that situation come up where it's like, okay, we're ready to move out of this?
Yeah, that situation has happened. We have things set up so, somebody really couldn't take advantage of the situation and turn around and flip the home for a profit. We have a recapture that goes down each year that the family is in the home. And then after a certain amount of time, yeah, they're free and clear to sell the home. They are the homeowner. And yeah, if they improve the home, make a little money out of it and move to an even better location, take a better job, well, good for them.
Sure. And that's a great, that's ultimately, I guess, what you'd love to see happen for everybody.
The misconception is that the folks are renting the homes or that they're giving away, and it's just not the case. It is a zero interest loan, which is a huge benefit to the family, but they are homeowners. They are paying a monthly mortgage payment like you or I may be, and just a contributing member of society.
Right.
Yeah, and like you said, it's not, you just don't, here's your house. No, the sweat equity is absolutely huge, and I think you take more pride in ownership when you've put that sweat equity into it.
Yeah, that's the hope, and it's usually a daily thing where you're getting calls from individuals and families. Their need is immediate. And you have to explain that, this is not an overnight process. Just from the time you call to the time you become a partner family, we're talking about a few months. And then, our building process might take anywhere from 9 to 12 months. And, that's really fast considering we work primarily 2 days a week, just mornings. It's not an overnight thing. There is a lot of sweat equity involved on their part and on ours.
Any homes looking down the road elsewhere in the county? I know you've branched out to many of the smaller communities in Knox County previously, or I guess it just depends on who's qualified.
Yeah, we've had interest in some of the outlying towns, and you know, if a potential partner family is already located in one of those towns, or there's property in that town, you know, we're gung-ho to do those things. We're just now getting started in a rehab business of sorts with existing homeowners, and then potentially with some local entities in rehabbing existing homes and putting families in those homes. We might be working with Warren County Habitat in a rehab situation in Little York. So yeah, it's not just Galesburg, of course, but Galesburg being the biggest city in Knox County, yeah, a lot of our homes are here. The next two homes will be here. If you go down South Chambers Street, what was Megan Street is now Eckling Court. We have all those properties, and that's where the next two homes will probably be located.
As far as the land goes, does Habitat have to purchase land, or is that land, is the land normally donated, or does it vary from house to house?
Some of both. Habitat has purchased land in the past. Some has been gifted to us, so it's a combination of all the above.
Eckland Court, no coincidence that's named Eckland Court, I would guess.
No, it was a good, the board wanted to honor Jim, you know, for his years of service, and they did a number of different things, and that was one of them. So cool, you know, I mean, that's an area of town that, yeah, there's local people and homes around that, but that particular street is undeveloped, so we're going to create not only homes out there, but a neighborhood.
Yeah, that's neat, because when he was here, I always used to compare him to Jimmy Stewart off of It's a Wonderful Life, and they had Bailey Park, you know, when they were building all the homes there, so yeah, that's sure. Kind of a cool follow-up on what Jim invested into Habitat.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a great history, and Habitat's done amazing things for 20 years, and we want to see that continuing to happen, and, you know, it's all about the legacy that we're leaving, and we've started, and you know, looking forward to just continuing that in the future.
Jordan Knight, he's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity Knox County, the open house and dedication of house number 47 this Saturday, 619 South Pearl Street here in Galesburg. It goes from 9 a.m. till noon. Jordan, anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up this morning?
Anybody and everybody is welcome to come out, take a look at the place, stick around for the dedication, clean out your pocketbooks and your pockets of all that loose change that's just sitting around home, give it to Habitat, and we're going to turn around and change lives. So thank you guys for having me in. I appreciate it, and we'll pray for good weather and a great turnout this Saturday.
Jordan, thanks for your time, and thanks for what you do.
Thank you.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.